Hey, Kingwood Church. Welcome to week one of the 21 days of prayer. And I really am excited to lead you in this guided prayer meditation, guided prayer intercession. And so probably going to take right at about 20 minutes or so today. And I just want to, here's the plan. What I'd like to do is pray a little bit and then prompt you to pray some. So maybe you're listening to this on your headphones. Maybe you've got it on in the car, on the way to work, on the way back from work. Maybe you've gotten up early and you've put it on. Maybe it's playing in the background. However you are praying, the setting should be a space where you can pray, maybe out loud, maybe in your mind. Either one's fine. I found that when I pray out loud, I tend to have to think a little bit deeper about what I'm saying because I can't just repeat stuff. When I pray in my mind, you can really get on a loop and just say things over and over and over again, and it doesn't feel like it doesn't feel repetitive. But when you say it out loud, it starts feeling repetitive. So here's what I like to do. Let's go ahead and begin with just a time of worship. And in this particular few moments, just begin to tell God the Father, tell Jesus, tell the Holy Spirit, however you feel led this morning, this evening, this afternoon, just begin to worship. Try to, now it's hard for us, but try to worship in such a way that what you are saying is disconnected from you. What I mean by that is, don't say, "I worship you because you're so good to me." Maybe focus on the Creator, or maybe focus on God's works, or maybe focus on the omni word. So maybe something like this. So I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to give you a couple minutes to pray. Father, I love you this morning. This is such a joy that I get to spend time with the Creator of the universe, the one who spoke and things changed. Father, there was darkness and void and emptiness, and yet you saw potential. You saw what could be. You created twice. You created first in your imagination. This is what can be. And then you spoke ex nihilo, out of nothing. There was nothing. There was nothing, and you spoke. You spoke the water and the land and the stars and the sky. You spoke the animals and the trees and the vegetation. You spoke man. And Father, you still speak. You still speak. And I honor you. I worship you today because you're still speaking. Now I'm going to leave this space open for about 2 minutes. And why don't you just express your worship to God for anything that comes to mind. the rest of our time together, what I'd like for us to do is focus on the church prayers. A lot of times our prayers, especially during a 21-day prayer focus, we focus on our needs. And that it can include our friends and our family, but it typically is our needs. So let's focus on the needs of the church, and we'll all be praying the same thing together. Our intercessors and our pastors and you, we're all praying these things. So the vision of the church, Pastor Jay's laid out for us a couple years in a row. And so let's begin with the very first part of our vision, which is we want Kingwood Church to be a movement of hope. And in being a movement of hope, one of those pieces of being a movement of hope is helping people meet God. So I'm going to pray for just a few moments, and then I'm going to leave you a couple minutes to continue that prayer. God, you've called us to be a movement of hope. You've called us to be a movement of hope in Shelby County and beyond. And it's hope that changes lives. And so, God, we ask that you help us to be a church that helps people meet God. God, our community is struggling. It's a season where our county is the least church county in the state of Alabama. And they need to meet you because where you are, where your presence is, when people meet you in a tangible, real, a palpable way, lives are changed. Today, God, will you give us vision, methods, systems? Will you give us strategic ways that we can design environments and opportunities for people to meet you? And let those opportunities happen on Sunday morning, certainly in our service, from our kids all the way into the sanctuary. Let it happen on Wednesday nights with youth and with our Spanish service, with all of the arenas of our church where people meet you. But God, don't let it stop there. I want to introduce people to your presence at the grocery store and around the community and at ball games. And I want to be a presence bearer. Why don't you take a few moments now and continue that prayer? How can we as Kingwood Church help people meet God? The next way that we can be a movement of hope is by helping people find their purpose. And this could actually include you. So pray this with me today. Father, I want to help our church. I want them to find their purpose, what they were created for, to sense the burden that you have placed upon them and merge it with the giftings, the skills, the talents that you've given. When a burden intersects with a gift and a skill set and talents. That's what becomes a calling. Father, will you help our church find their calling? Let's take a couple minutes and pray that together. The next way that we can be a movement of hope as Kingwood Church is to live the very belief that anyone can find Jesus. Pray this with me. Jesus, you are the hope of the world. And every human in my family, every human in my neighborhood, every human in my community, you are reaching out to. I believe that your spirit is at work on every person on the planet. But in this moment, I believe your spirit is at work in every person in my family, in every person in my neighborhood. And what you're calling me to do is to discern what you're doing and then to partner with you. Jesus, teach me how to discern and teach me how to partner. If you're speaking to my neighbor right now in a way that is drawing him to you, help me to see that. I can partner with you in natural ways by showing acts of kindness, by having deep conversations about you. But I can also partner with you in supernatural ways. Father, maybe my next door neighbor is battling a medical issue, and you're calling me to pray for them. Certainly by healing someone, it would draw their attention to you and to your goodness. And today I believe that you can heal anyone. But the greatest healing you can do, the greatest miracle you can do, is by healing their heart. And I believe that you can heal every person's heart in Alabaster. There's not a person that I'll walk by, there's not a person that I'll come into contact with today in this county that you don't have the ability to radically change their life. Let's take a couple minutes and keep that thought going. the last thing we want to pray about together today. In order for Kingwood to be a movement of hope, we've got to empower everyone to take their next step. And that could be you today. So pray this with me. Jesus, it's obvious to me that when I'm moving toward you, when I'm moving into my calling, when I'm moving into my purpose, when I'm moving into knowing you deeper, that I am growing. So today I pray for our church. Each one of us has a next step to take. And I pray that that you give us discernment. God, I also pray that you encourage. There will be people that will hear this prayer today and say, you know what, it's time to take my next step. People that are hearing my voice, even recording this days before. And you're going to use that moment to encourage someone today to take their next step. God, I'm so grateful that there's always a way for us to grow and always a way for us to move forward and always a way for us to have, like Pastor Jay preached, more Jesus. So today, how can I take my next step to have more Jesus? Why don't you take the next 2 minutes and just pray? In this moment, go ahead and pray, what's my next step? But after a minute or so, begin to pray for each person in our church. We want to see people take another step toward Jesus. Well, Kingwood Church, thank you for praying with me today. I want to encourage you. Maybe take this same prayer, God, and use it a couple more times this week. And we'll pray that we become a movement of hope, you and me and our friends and our family together. I've enjoyed being with you. I've enjoyed the thought of knowing that you and I are praying together the same thing and yet a unique way as well. And I'm excited to see what God is doing in your life and in our community's life over these next few weeks. God bless, and I'll see you at church soon.